After sharing a meal pack and drinking 5 capfuls of water each, they crawled into their twisted, tilted bunks and tried to sleep as daylight slowly drained into night. But sleep was elusive for so many reasons. "I've been thinking," said Organa, breaking the brooding silence. Obi-Wan sighed. "In my experience, no conversation that starts with those 3 words ever ends well." "Ha! I've been thinking about something Padme said, about the Sith, in her apartment. She said, they're behind this war with the Separatists." Obi-Wan knew that was coming. Bail Organa was too intelligent for anyone's good. "Don't," he said, staring into the darkness. "What does it matter now?" "Count Dooku's one of the Sith, isn't he?" said Organa, relentless. "I just realized it. He has to be. He's the Separatist's leader." "I knew it," Obi-Wan thought, then said, "No. Sorry, I don't believe you. Senator Bail," he sighed again, "you're wasting time that would be better spent sleeping. I will not confirm or deny any name you suggest." "I know," said Organa after a moment. "You're answerable to the Jedi Council. But I give you fair warning. Once we get home, I'll be taking this up with them." "Good luck," Obi-Wan thought, then said, "You must do what you feel is right, of course." A shifting creak of metal as Organa turned in his bunk. "Just tell me this, Obi-Wan. If you know who they are and where they are, why haven't you taken them?" Obi-Wan smiled thinly. Deep in his mind, the dark whispered its desire. In his slow blood, it festered and burned. "If it were that simple, Bail, don't you think we would have? We are doing our best to apprehend them." "I know, but do better, please. They have to be caught. Justice must be done." "Justice?" Obi-Wan thought, then said, "Are you saying we should put the Sith on trial?" "I don't know," said Organa. Now he sounded uncertain. "I never thought about it. Before now, I never had to. But yes, there should be a trial. The Republic is founded upon principles of law. If the Sith are in violation of those principles, they must answer for it, publicly." "He doesn't understand. It's not his fault, but still." "No Sith can be tried in a court of law, Bail. For one thing, they'd never recognize its authority. And for another, you'd never get them there." "So what's your solution? Kill them out of hand?" "It's the only solution. The Sith are irredeemably evil." "What? There's no such thing as irredeemable," said Organa. He sounded almost shocked. "Every sentient being is capable of change." It was hard not to be impatient with his naivete. "I know you believe that, but where the Sith are concerned, you could not be more mistaken. You must realize, they do not want to change. They live for death and domination. Every dark emotion feeds them: fear, anger, jealousy, hate. The things we find abhorrent are meat and drink to them. After what's happened, I would have thought you'd at least begin to comprehend that." "Obi-Wan," now Organa sounded deeply troubled, "you're talking about murder." The accusation was unfair. To his surprise, it rankled. "Really? And was it murder on Geonosis when I killed the Aklay that was trying to kill me?" "The Aklay was an animal," Organa protested. "A brute beast. It knew no better." "Believe me, Bail," he said quietly. "A Sith is just another brute beast. Those who turn to the dark side are lost. They think they control it, but they're tragically mistaken. The dark side of the Force controls and consumes them, consumes all trace of goodness and light. Whatever, whoever they were, is utterly destroyed. You must accept this hard truth. If we don't put the Sith down when we have the chance, then trust me, we will live to regret it." "You may be right," Organa said at last, reluctantly. But you'll forgive me if I prefer to hope that you're wrong. And so did he hope. But instinct told him that in this instance, hope was misplaced. Organa slid into sleep after that. The silence and the darkness deepened, broken only by his steady breathing. Obi-Wan, envying him, lay wide awake, knowing he needed rest, yet fearing what the dark side would send him if he slept. In the end, exhaustion defeated fear, and fear proved well-founded. With his mental defenses lowered, the dark side launched a fresh attack, plundered his memories, and plagued him with dreams. Grimly, doggedly, he endured the onslaught. His war with the Sith had truly begun.